As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome back to Full Time with Meg Linehan. I'm Meg. You are listening to a show all about women's soccer on the Athletic Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together with the best of live and on demand. Learn more at directtv.com. It is a shorter episode this week. I'm in the middle of a couple of stories right at the moment. The deadlines are hanging over me. Plus, the international window somehow means that things get even more hectic. I don't understand it, but I've got some audio for you from new NWSL interim CEO Marla Messing. It's her first press conference that took place on Wednesday. It might be a helpful listen as she is now guiding the league through multiple investigations as a global search for a new commissioner is underway. More on that in a second. But before we get to the rest of today's episode, as always, to show your support of Full Time, plus get all of our women's soccer coverage and everything else The Athletic has to offer on our site and app, you can subscribe now at theathletic.com/fulltime. There's always an offer there, and it's always one of our best deals. All right, on to the news. Since you will be hearing from Marla Messing in a few minutes right here on this podcast, let's start with her appointment as the interim CEO of the league. Here's the info from the league's press release on what her role is and what this means in terms of immediate changes. Quote, as the league's interim CEO, Ms. Messing will oversee the day-to-day operations and work in close coordination with the Board of Governors to execute on key initiatives that will promote actionable, sustainable change and measurable progress across the league. Ms. Messing will build on the efforts underway, which has been led by the league's executive committee. Concurrent with Ms. Messing's appointment, the executive committee will dissolve. The global search for a permanent commissioner remains underway and will be led by a search committee comprised of current board members. The board intends to retain a national search firm in order to ensure a diverse and broad set of candidates are considered for the position. The board has also agreed that representatives of the Players Association will have an opportunity to meet with potential commissioner candidates and have a meaningful opportunity to be heard in the selection of the next commissioner. Here is also a paragraph from Marla Messing's open letter to the fans, which you can read on the NWSL website. Quote, as I step into this interim role, I fully recognize the meaningful change that still needs to occur, the trust that needs to be rebuilt, and the accountability that must be enforced. I can assure you that while I am in this role, I am committed to working closely with the Board of Governors, the players, and all of you to make important changes across the league that will allow us to emerge as a stronger, more inclusive organization where player safety, welfare, and respect are central to everything that we do. On the field, Portland Thorns FC clinched the 2021 NWSL Shield, which adds another piece of hardware to their trophy case this year. We might be on international break right now, but the playoff race continues to be truly absurd and wild. OL Reign is still in second place with 39 points. The Spirit are in third with 36 points. Chicago Red Stars are in fourth with 35 points. Gotham FC has moved up to fifth with 32 points. Now, Houston Dash are in that sixth and final playoff spot, also with 32 points, and North Carolina is on the other side of the line, also on 32 points. The tiebreak is head-to-head results, if that helps. Orlando Pride were knocked out of the playoff race after a 3-1 loss to Racing Louisville last weekend. Now, despite the FIFA window, KC will host Gotham on Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Gotham has games in hand, so they could scoot up the table if those go well. Just a quick reminder on how you can watch the two U.S. Women's National Team friendlies against Korea Republic. First up, Thursday night in Kansas City, the U.S. Women's National Team will be at Children's Mercy Park. That game is at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2 and TUDN. Then Carly Lloyd's final game in red, white, and blue will be played at Alliance Field in St. Paul, Minnesota. That one is on Tuesday, October 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1 and TUDN. Okay, so as I said, for today's show, a little something different. This is not the entire press conference, but we've compiled Marla Messing's opening statement, plus a few other comments from her first remarks as interim CEO of the NWSL to help you get a sense of what she's bringing to the role. There is some news in here as well on a number of fronts, including the Players Association and their work together, as well as the Washington Spirit.
This episode is supported by Season 3 of FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League 2 after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher division. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenges and rise again into League 1? FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Catch all new episodes Thursdays on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I am honored and humbled to step into this role at such a pivotal time in the league's history. And I am committed to achieving institutional change on behalf of the players and everyone else associated with this league. To that end, I am pleased to announce that as of this morning, the NWSLPA, led by Megan Burke, and the NWSL have agreed in principle to how we will address all 8 of the requests recently made of us. I couldn't be more pleased about this news, as it allows us collectively to move forward with the investigation in a collaborative manner. I want to reiterate that the league has retained Covington and Burling to conduct a thorough, independent investigation and make recommendations and reforms based on its findings. Covington has been given full access and autonomy to follow the facts where they may lead. The goal of the NWSL is to be the best women's soccer league in the world. We must root out these issues and this behavior in order for us to be in a position to achieve this goal. Thank you.
Hi, Marla. Meg Linehan from The Athletic. Just in terms of, I think the collaborative manner that you speak of with NWSL Players Association is great. I'm just also kind of curious, with so many investigations between NWSL, the PA, US Soccer, FIFA, how are these investigations going to interact with each other? Are, you know, the teams participating? Do we have timelines on any of these, just in terms of like what you can lay out on what we can expect on how these are all going to interact would be great.
Okay. Well, first of all, hi, Meg. It's nice to meet you. So the NWSL and the NWSLPA will be collaborating on a single investigation. So instead of two, there will be one. And that, you know, certainly cuts down on some of these issues. The Covington and Burling will also coordinate with U.S. Soccer's investigation. In terms of FIFA and any other investigations, candidly, we have not heard, you know, what their plans are. In terms of timing, you know, it's going to take some time for these investigations to be completed and to be completed in the right manner. I think it's going to be 3, 6, 9 months. And, you know, we don't know exactly until they, you know, begin to uncover the facts. So that's probably about all I can say about timing right now.
Hi, Marla. Paula Maurer from The Athletic here. Nice to speak with you. I just wanted to ask if there's any update on whether the Washington Spirit has provided sort of a response to the league's investigation into them. I know they were required to do so within sort of this 2-week window, and we haven't really heard anything from the league or from the Spirit. I didn't know if that's happened or if they filed some sort of an extension. What can you share with us about that?
Sure. So, you know, Steve Baldwin has publicly stated that he intends to sell the team. And, you know, we have been involved in, you know, serious discussions about himself selling the team. And so even though we had given him 14 days to respond to us, we have unilaterally extended that period of time because, you know, we're very hopeful that a sale will take place, you know, forthwith.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/theathletic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You were asked earlier about the Washington Spirit sale, potential sale. You mentioned that the deadline has been extended. And given that the players, not just the fans, but the players have said they have somebody specific who they'd like to have the team be sold to, and Michelle Kang, do you have the same goal? Do the executives of the league who are going to approve this sale, do they have the same goal as the players?
I mean, I would say generally, I have the goal to have an owner in Washington, D.C. that the players like and respect, and that the players feel, you know, has their best interests at heart. Whether that's Michelle or somebody else, you know, I can't really say. You know, it obviously Steve Baldwin, it's up to him to sell the team. The league does have approval over that sale. And so, you know, we will be watching it closely.
So it's up to Steve Baldwin to sell the team. Is there a provision in the bylaws of the league that could force him out?
Well, let me just say, I have not, you know, combed through the bylaws of the league right now. I do think that the Board of Governors has certain rights, vis-a-vis certain owners, you know, based on the behavior of owners. But I'd be getting ahead of myself if I, you know, sort of, you know, suggested that I knew exactly what those rights were at this time.
Amrella, one other question. I know the intent had always been to consider the brand of the NWSL ahead of the 10th season. Obviously, again, it is early, but I guess that question is this still on the table? Would recent events maybe even make that a higher priority for the league? What is that kind of on your radar already as well?
So, I mean, certainly... Well, first of all, thank you. Certainly, you know, the league coming up on its 10th anniversary, we would love to do something to celebrate that. And, you know, frankly, that is a huge milestone for a women's soccer league. So I think if we can address some of the really hot button issues that we have to address, you know, with enough time to then prepare for a rebrand and a rollout of a rebrand, I would love to do that. I do think, you know, the brand needs some freshening up. And we've also had some real interest from, you know, one of our partners in helping us do that. But first and foremost, you know, we have to make the changes that are fundamental to having a league where players, you know, feel, you know, valued and safe and feel like they are receiving the respect that they deserve.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Full Time Despite the Brevity. Now, while I do think that there is going to be plenty to dig into from Messing's press conference and her approach to the role, ultimately, it's going to come down to the work itself over the next few months. The results of all of these investigations, too. Now, it's promising that the league and the PA will work together, but on, like, I will admit, when Marla Messing did note that there have been, quote, some issues around transparency in the NWSL, I could only laugh today. All right, related to this, the NWSL supporter survey has returned at The Athletic. The survey is unlocked. Feel free to share it with your friends, all of that kind of good stuff. It will run through Tuesday night after the U.S. Women's National Team match, so that will close midnight Eastern on October 26th. There is a link in the show notes so that you do not have to go searching while you listen to this podcast. After the Challenge Cup edition of the survey, that one we got almost 3,000 responses, so hopefully we can hit that level again, if not surpass it. One more thing, we have a new daily soccer podcast at The Athletic called Soccer Every Day. Good title. Hosted by one of our editors here, Alex Abnos. I kicked things off by filling him in on the NWSL fallout, but this one is short and sweet to the point. And we'll keep you updated on the big story of the day. You can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, The Athletic, wherever you get your podcasts. And yes, there will be plenty of women's soccer in the mix too. We definitely promise that. For all things full-time, you can visit fulltimepod.com. There are links for all of the major podcast platforms in one spot, plus more info about the show. You can subscribe to The Athletic and support all of our women's soccer coverage right now at theathletic.com/fulltime. My name is Meg Linehan, and you have been listening to Full Time with Meg Linehan. You can always find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Meg Linehan and my work at The Athletic. Full Time does not exist without the work and support of senior podcast producer Michael Zimmerman. I'm Meg. Thanks for listening.